Oh,
or maybe another name for gravy, something that you would pour. You would call it a what?
A sauce over puddings or over gingerbread. She used to make a lot of gingerbread.
What kind of sauce did you pour over that?
It was kind of a butter sauce made with sugar and butter and water and extract, vanilla extract.
Food taken between regular meals, what would you call that?
A snack.
And if it was early in the morning and you got up, you might say, I breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
And yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten breakfast.
Last week, I breakfast every day.
I ate breakfast every day.
What do people usually drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
How do you make coffee?
Oh, since I live alone, I just use instant coffee all the time. But Perk coffee is mighty good.
Well, how did your mother make coffee?
Well, we perked it back then at a percolator. That was my daddy's job. He always put the coffee on the first thing when he'd get up.
Well, since it wasn't an electric percolator,
no,
would you explain how he made the coffee?
We had a big percolator, and he would fill it full of water, and then he would put the container that held the ground coffee into the water, and he said he'd always take salt shaker and shake a little bit of salt on top of the coffee. He said that always settled the grounds and made the coffee better. And that was his job every morning. He always made the coffee.
Then he would put it on the wooden stove.
And let it perk. Yeah. After it perked about 5-10 minutes, well, then it was made.
And you say it was good coffee.
Yes, it was. Better than what we have today.
What do you drink when you're thirsty, really thirsty?
Water. Nothing better than good old ice water.
So you'd say, I'd like a tall
glass of water.
The glass fell off the sink and
broke.
You might say, I didn't
break the glass,
but someone else has
broken it.
If I ask you, how much did you drink? You might say, a lot.
I drank a lot of water.
Or then you might ask me, how much have you
drunk?
And if both of us together were talking about it, we might say, we sure a lot of water.
Sure did drink a lot of water.
Or we sure
drank a lot of water.
When dinner is on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Hurry up, come on, we're hungry.
If you have company for dinner, how would you ask them to come on?
Dinner is being served. I come into the dining room for lunch or dinner.
Have you ever heard the term draw up?
No.
All right. If somebody comes into the dining room and you ask him, won't you?
Sit down and eat with us.
So then he
accepts, or he sits down.
So he and began to eat. You fill in the sentence with the word you would use. So then he and began to eat.
He sat down and began to eat.
No one else was standing. They had all
been seated or all sat down.
If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say,
wait your turn.
No, if you're the hostess and the potatoes are on the table and you don't want them to have to wait for them to be passed, you might say,
help yourself to the potatoes.